Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. This past spring has been a challenging one for me, but at the same time, it has been used of the Lord to remind me of the most important things in life. On February 15th, President's Day, I took a tumble coming off of a four-man chairlift while snow skiing in northwestern Illinois. My left knee got trapped between three others, and our skis crisscrossed and collided with one another, and we went down in a heap. As I was writhing in pain at the bottom of the ski lift, I had no idea what I had just done to my knee or how long the road to recovery would be, or even what it will still yet be, because I'm not even there yet. 4 weeks, though, after my knee injury, I found out that I had taken out completely my ACL, tore my meniscus, plus two other ligaments in the back of my knee, and sprained my MCL along the side of my knee. Almost everything that you could do to your knee, I did, and my knee and my body didn't like it very much. It's now been over 12 weeks, and I've gone from a wheelchair to crutches to a walker and now to a knee brace, but I'm still just imping along, trying to do my exercises and get ready for my upcoming surgery. The words ice and elevate have now become part of my daily routine. I have to admit that up to now, I've had a pretty easy, mostly healthy life. I've always been on the go, always having places to get to, meetings to attend, stuff to do, and things to cross off my daily to-do list in ministry, which I love to cross those to-do list things off. But you know, when this accident happened, all my normalcy in life just suddenly just came to a stop. One thing that I absolutely took for granted was how a little thing like a ripped up knee affects practically everything in life. In the beginning, I could hardly do anything for myself. I went from being independent to being almost completely dependent on others. I remember one day in the beginning, I was home by myself just trying to carry my plate of food back to my chair while hopping on the crutches when I almost fell over backwards. I couldn't drive anywhere for weeks, and even just to get outside of my house, I couldn't do it without having help. And even stairs, they were not my friend either. It took me 10 weeks before I could hobble up to the top of our stairs in our house, and then 12 weeks to finally do it without using crutches. That meant 10 weeks of sleeping on the downstairs couch, which was no fun. But through all this trying time, I have been so blessed by those around me, my family, my friends, my CEF staff and state board members, my church family and CF ministry partners, and many, many others in the body of Christ, and even some people that I didn't even really know. I am so thankful for the many cards, the words of encouragement, the physical help, the gifts of love and mercy, the manifold Good Samaritan acts, and most of all, for the many prayers that have been lifted up for me and for my recovery. Seeing the body of Christ in action is a beautiful thing to behold because it's all wrapped up in the love of Jesus. Even though I'm not out of the woods yet, with surgery still coming and looming before me, my heart has become more endeared to the most important things in life during this time. My time with my family, my loved ones, and my time spent with Jesus and in His Word. This knee thing that has happened to me isn't a life-threatening thing at all, but it has made me stop and think about my life, where I've been, what I've done, what I'm doing now, and my life and my days yet to come, and ongoing ministry. In the past, I see that I've let too many days to just slip through my hands like grains of sand, where I didn't take the time to love the people around me like I should have. My parents are getting older. Our boys are growing up way too fast, and my various family members, my brothers and sisters, they live in different states apart, some in the east and some in the west. Time is just chugging along, and time focused on only doing my to-do list and other things that are not as important as family, friends, and loved ones, I can never get back. Life is more than ministry. It's about loving people all around you and loving people in Jesus' name. The most important ministry in life is not accomplishing things or conquering projects or running perfect programs, but it's investing in your life in people, both near and far and big and small. For it is for people for whom Christ died for. It's God's people, not paper or reports or ministry projects, who by faith in God's Son will inherit the kingdom of God. You know, during this time, this slowdown time in my life, I like to call it, I've been able to catch up and dedicate more time to reading, which I just love to read. And one of the newest books I'm reading right now is about the life of Amy Carmichael, who was a missionary to India who served some 53 years straight without a furlough. Wow, that is just amazing. You talk about a person who's dedicated to the missionary task. Amy was probably busier than anyone, with a mission house to run, a national staff to oversee, leadership burdens to bear, discipleship of others as a way of life, and children, oh, so many children to raise and attend to, all in the name and in the love of the Lord Jesus. It's evident in the book that Amy, she learned the most important lessons in life early, and she learned them well. People with Amy always came first, and tasks were always second. If that meant being a nursemaid to dozens and dozens of children at a time instead of doing the work of an itinerant evangelist or holding Bible teaching meetings or speaking here and speaking there, then that is what must be done. For Amy, the KB, King's Business, is not about doing the big things or being in the limelight, but in being faithful in the small things, including in the normal daily grind. They say in India that children tie a mother's feet. But to Amy Carmichael, the rescuer of Indian temple children, her feet would rather be tied down with the loving and the saving of children, both body and soul, and then raising up others to do the same, than to be free to walk about, living out her missionary calling as she pleased. No, for her, it was a path of love and obedience to her Savior, and if her feet must be tied, then so be it, just as our Lord Jesus allowed his feet to be tied and nailed to a cross to show forth his love and obedience to the Father and give himself all for us. For without Jesus' willingness to be tied to the altar of the cross, how will we be brought into a right relationship with the Father through the Son and know the absolute certainty of Calvary's love? Mission life to Amy Carmichael wasn't about greatness or grandeur. It was an opportunity each day to give her life away for the one who gave his life all for her. Ministry and missions for Amy was not about statistics or status or moving spiritual mountains. It was instead a chance to die to self each day, to love others, and to live all for Christ. Just the other day, my boys forgot I wasn't quite back to my normal self yet, and they decided to play a game of tag using me, their mom, on Mother's Day weekend as a safe base. The problem was they forgot to tell me about it. The next thing I knew, I saw two blonde-haired boys charging at me full speed ahead, with Samuel shouting safe and Caleb coming in running right behind. For a moment, I think they thought I was a bowling pin or something as they about knocked me over. I shifted my weight, standing precariously on the one good leg that I had, and grabbed onto the countertop for dear life, which saved my fall. At first, I started to give them a lecture about plowing into mommy with my bad knee, but then I laughed and I decided to give them a big hug and thank them for their unforgettable love tap for Mother's Day. Since my knee incident, more than ever, I'm desiring to take more time each day to spend with my precious boys and family, knowing that one day, this short season of life will soon pass. The raising of our children only comes around once in life, and it's so very precious. I've told many people that this unexpected time of rest for me feels more like an unplanned sabbatical that I never planned for or even took the time to take. One of the major blessings I have had during this time is having more time available to take in God's Word. I know I still need to drink in more deeply from God's Word each day, but this time of less pressure in ministry has made my time in God's Word more precious, less rushed, more sweet, rich, and sustaining. I find the more time I take in God's Word, the hungrier I get. Through additional studies that I've also taken on recently, I feel like today I understand the gospel and God's Word even better than I ever did before, including back in my Bible school and seminary days. I wish I could even go back again to Bible school and seminary, because I think I would get so much more out of it the second time around. I know I'm not there yet, and I have a long, long way to go, but through this time, God's Word has become like a flame of fire, igniting my heart and a deep passion and desire to keep on learning, keep on growing, keep on studying more of God's Word, and knowing more each day of my Lord and Savior. Also during this time, I thought much about ministry. My heart has been pricked as I see I need less programming and much more time spent in prayer, both individually and as a staff. I don't want to just run CEF ministry programs. Instead, I want our ministry to be Spirit-led and Spirit-empowered. I want to work less in my own strength and be more dependent upon the Lord and His strength, abiding and resting in Him. A famous axiom that I once heard says, work as if everything depends on you working, but pray as if everything depends on you praying. Another person rightfully said, prayer is the work of the ministry. But you know, our Lord Jesus, He said it the very best in John chapter 15, verse 5. He said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. This year marks 23 years serving with Child Evangelism Fellowship, and Lord willing, I would love to see another 23 years or even beyond that. But I certainly don't want to look back on my life and see it as a nothing, a zero, or just very little fruit. I want my life to count all for Christ. Only one life will soon be passed, but only what is done for Christ will last. But what God wants for me is not fruit, more fruit, and much more fruit, as if I were just some fruit-producing spiritual machine. No, what God wants for me is to live out my life of faith, trusting and resting, abiding in Him, so that it is not I who lives, but Christ who liveth in me and through me, and as I live out my life of faith, trusting in Him who gave Himself all for me. Now, years ago, when I first read the story of Amy Carmichael, A Chance to Die, that was written by Elizabeth Elliot, the famous missionary, I remember her talking about Galatians 2:20 that says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. I remember when I first read the story of Amy Carmichael, I read these words that Amy said after that, Lord, may the I in my life be so crossed out that people no longer see the I in me, but only the cross of Christ living in me. When I heard those words, they struck me and they have stuck with me all these years. In fact, I was so impacted that I had my graduation ring from Moody Bible Institute emboldened with a simple cross to remind me of living the crossed out life of faith all for Christ. And now some 27 years later, I'm reminded of these same words again. It's all about Christ. It's not about me. It's about Christ living in me and through me. And as I live by faith in the Son of God, I'm reminded each day of the one who loves me and gave Himself for me. If I could have a do-over again all those many weeks ago when I had my knee injury, I may have thought twice about going skiing that day and definitely about getting on that 4-man chairlift. But in the sovereignty of God, this was His plan for me at this time in my life, and I receive it from Him with an open, willing hand. I don't understand it. I don't try to. But what I do know is that I have this day from Him who has held me and walked with me every step of the way. The Lord is calling me to continue on walking with Him by faith, holding His hand a little more tightly and trusting in Him for all the unknowns yet ahead, the mountains yet to climb and the depths of the valleys yet to plummet and pass through. God wants me to walk on this day with my Savior, living the life of faith and trusting in all of Him, my Lord, who gave Himself all for me. How could I do anything less? Thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations, and may you be encouraged this day through the good times and the bad and the hard and difficult times to walk on with Him by faith, living all for the one who gave Himself all for you, and that through your life of faith, walking with Him, others, including the future generations, they would know Him and walk with Him too.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
Can children learn biblical truth in America's elementary schools?
We learn Bible stories and about Christians all over the world.
Right now, Child Evangelism Fellowship is taking Good News Clubs to our nation's elementary schools immediately after school.
It helped me, through things that I had never learned before.
Children learn the good news of Jesus Christ.
That's when I really start reading the Bible, and then I knew He was real and I wanted to obey His word.
Make this your ministry, or even that of your church.
It's really fun.
CEF has the training, tools, and staff dedicated to helping you reach children for Christ.
I believe in God, and I know that He's with me all the time.
Go to cefonline.com. That's cefonline.com.
To learn how you can be involved in an after-school Good News Club, call CEF of Illinois, 309-688-9699.